John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Time now for Pigskin Picks with our friend, our partner, our co-worker, the man from the Fanatic, Jason Martinez is here. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
You look well.
I look well?
You look well.
Okay, good.
We're being grammatically correct.
All right. You look like a guy who just came out of a hell of a lot of traffic, to tell you the truth. Thank you for getting up.
Yes.
Well, let's start with the game of the week, the Vikings and the Giants. The Vikings are favored by 5.5 points. You going to stay with that?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with that because the Vikings went down last week. They're 2-2. I think they're a better football team. They only scored 6 points last weekend against Chicago. Now, Chicago's got a good D, but I don't care. I think the Vikings bounce back in a big way, and I think that they score a lot of points. I think they cover the 5.5 rather easily.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's move right over to your lock of the week. The Bills and the Titans. Really? As the lock of the week? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Titans are favored by 3.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee, and the reason why I like this game so much, first of all, the line started at 1. It went to 3.5. Now it's at 3. Could go back to 3.5 at some point, so keep an eye on the hook. But the reason why I like it is because the Bills played their game of the season last week, and it was a loss, but they held the Patriots to 16 points. I just don't see. The big thing for me in football is the ability to manufacture emotion, and it's hard to manufacture. It has to be organic, and the Bills cannot just manufacture it this week on the road against the Titans after what was a huge game last week, albeit a loss against the Patriots. I think they come back down to earth again this week, and I think they end up losing the game, and I think the Titans are a little bit better than people think. Mariota's actually playing pretty decently for them. Titans at home. I'll lay the 3 all day. I'll take them to win.
And then it's the Battle of the Greens, the Jets and the Eagles.
I call it the Spelling Bee Bowl because both teams like to spell their team's name. J-E-T-S, Jets, and of course E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. So it's the Spelling Bee Bowl, and I don't know that many of the fans and tenants will be able to spell at that point, but that being said, the Jets are horrible. Horrible. Their quarterback got mono. Was he like in gym class kissing Susie under the bleachers, the kissing disease? He couldn't practice this week with his team because his spleen, if he got hit, could kill him. So he's not playing. You know, the quarterback that they're putting out there on the field is a joke, Luke Falk. They stink. The Eagles are looking to make a statement after what was a big win last week on Thursday night. The extra rest. I'll lay the 13.5 all day. I'll lay 15. I don't care. But the Eagles are going to win the game easily.
How do you feel about the next 3 Eagles games being on the road? Thank you, Phillies.
I feel horrible about it. Yeah, thanks, Phil, for not getting into the playoffs. And that's the reason why they moved the games and didn't want to have any conflicts down at the complex. It's tough. You're going to go to Minnesota. You're going to go to Dallas, which is a huge game, and then to Buffalo. And it's the third game of 3 straight road games, so it's a tough spot. You got to come out of that 1-2. And if you do come out 1-2, the one you got to win is the Dallas game.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's the double whammy game. So, and Dallas has a loss on their schedule now, too, with that loss to New Orleans last week. So another reason why, take care of business this week. Try and get Deshaun back for that 3-game stretch, dealing with that abdominal injury, which I think is a sports hernia, and go from there and see what you can do. But it's a tough spot. That's the teeth of the schedule.
All right, well, reviewing on what you have picked here, it's the Vikings-Giants. You're going with Minnesota. As far as the Bills and the Titans are concerned, you think the Titans are going to do it. And with the Eagles game, do we really have to remind you that he picked the Eagles?
Well, I picked them last week, too, on the road on that Thursday night, if you recall.
Yeah,
was my one right.
And you were right on every count. I mean, and you spoke about emotion this week, and it was emotion that brought them through that game.
Yep.
Well, Jason Martinez for our sister station, The Fanatic, there are your picks. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Yeah!
DeBella Show. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.